AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says the U.S. has boarded an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Tensions are mounting between the United States and Venezuela.
As you probably know, we've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, a large tanker, very large.
President Trump spoke at a White House meeting during a roundtable with business leaders. The seizure was led by members of the U.S. Coast Guard, transported to the tanker by helicopter from the USS Gerald R. Ford, a Navy aircraft carrier. Video posted online by Attorney General Pam Bondi shows people fast roping from one of the helicopters to the deck and moving through the tanker's superstructure with weapons drawn. Bondi says that the ship was sanctioned by the U.S. over its involvement in an illicit oil shipping network supporting foreign terrorist organizations. The unusual move comes a day after a pair of U.S. fighter jets flew over the Gulf of Venezuela and marks an escalation in the administration's campaign of pressure against Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Addressing supporters at a rally in Caracas, Maduro did not address the seizure directly, but said his country is prepared to break the teeth of the North American empire if necessary. Jennifer King, Washington.
The House passed a $900 billion defense bill that raises pay for troops. It also blocks China from investing in sensitive sectors and seeks to reduce U.S. reliance on Chinese biotechnology. Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado waved to supporters from a hotel balcony in Norway. It was her first public appearance since January. Yesterday, her daughter received her Nobel Peace Prize on her behalf. Machado is a Venezuelan opposition leader and went into hiding after she was detained during a protest. The Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate by a quarter point yesterday for the third time since September, bringing its key rate to about 3.6%. This is AP News. The Queen of Motown, Diana Ross, will perform in Times Square for New Year's Eve.
Diana Ross is the headliner for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, performing free in Times Square for anyone willing to brave the cold in crowds. The pop icon will perform a medley of hits, including I'm Coming Out and Upside Down. The show will feature 39 artists from locations like New York, Las Vegas, and Chicago. The event will air live on ABC December 31st at 8 p.m. and repeat on Hulu. Other performers include Mariah Carey, Post Malone, and Demi Lovato, the hosts in Times Square, Ryan Seacrest and Rita Ora, with Chance the Rapper in Chicago, and Rob Gronkowski in Las Vegas. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.